Viter in Shas. We are in Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Beis. We get up at the top of the page by the Mishnah. Zok the Halakha Mishnah. Matzah breakfast. Let's say you find there's an animal. It's in a barn. Ain chayev bo. You're not chayev to go and to be machzer it. To be rishus harabim. But if you find the rishus harabim, chayev bo, you have to go return it. Let's say it ends up being in a cemetery. Rashi says we're talking about here's a person's a kohen. Don't become tummy for it. You're not allowed to become tummy a kohen. If he tummy and his father tells him become tummy. Or Shamar lo al tachzir, he says, don't return something in the place you're allowed to. Rashi says, makam shum mutar leilach sham. Lo yishma, you don't listen to him. Throw back to Yevamas davav. Now, parak vitan. Let's see if someone who goes ahead and is this animal that has it's carrying its burden over there, and he takes it off, and he's able to get up, and then he reload it, takes it off, reload it. I feel even 4 or 5 times. Chayiv yichayiv to do it. Shenamer azov tazov. You got to help him. Should surely help him. Halach v'yashav. Let's say the owner of the animal is a bailim. He goes in. He says, "Vam." He sits down. Vam. He says, "Hold on. Alech lemitzvah. This is a mitzvah for you to go ahead and to help. I'll just chill over here and you take care of it." Imritzon chalifrok broke. If you want to go ahead and take it off. You know, if you want to unload it. But I'm not helping. Pater, you're pater from doing it. Shenemar imo. It says with him. If anybody's looking to hold, let's say the person though is sick or he's old, then chayiv, you have to go and help him. Mitzvah min haTorah, lifrok the mitzvah to go and take it off of a liton, but not to load it up. Rashi says, "Gemara first." We're just going to explain. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af liton, even to go ahead and to load it up. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef Gli, Omer im hayo alav yoser al masel. If it's carrying more than it's able to carry, ain zaka klo, you don't have to help it. Shenemar tachas masel, under its masa, under its burden, masel shiyach alamavor, which means a burden that's able to handle. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Refa Shomer. This Refa, this barn that we say that we found it. Rashi says. Let's read inside now. There's nothing in there that's causing this animal to go and to leave and to run out. It's also not guarded. It's not locked. Let's say wants to go, it can. So it's kind of like this quasi type of guarding that it's in there. It can leave when it wants. So it's not being forced to go and leave. In that case, you don't go and return it. But it says it's not causing something to kick it out. But you can then chayev, but from the fact that it says you're not chayev, the vein of mishameres ba, vein of mishameres, and we can figure out that it's not mishameres. Since the mishnah decides to say that it's not, you're not chayev to go and to turn the animal. Now these are the mishameres. If you want to say we're dealing with a guarded area, hashdem mashkechal bara. If you found this animal outside, ma'ar le'gavoy, you have to go and bring it inside over there. Rashi says kederman el like ginasa lechavos aminayin that you return it even to its gino or to its churva. So mashkechal mi'gavoy mi'boy. If you find it on the outside, did you have to go ahead and it's even tell me that you have to go? You don't have to return it. El shmamina in the mishameres. We're dealing with the case that's not Mishameres. Shema Amino. It's like the Gemara. Matzah Refes Enu Chayiv. You find it in the Refes in this barn. You don't have to deal with returning it. Amar B'Yitzchak V'hu She'omed Es Toch LaTchum. This is talking about when it's inside of the Tchum. It's inside Tchum, 2,000 Amos, outside of the town. Mechlal to Rishus HaRabim. Now, what does that tell you? That means that if it were to be, let's say, in Rishus HaRabim, V'afilu B'Toch HaTchum, and even if it's inside of the Tchum, Nami Chayiv, you also be Chayiv to go ahead and to return it. You got to return it in such a case. Since we understand that the Mishnah is saying over here that the animal is found in a barn and the case that it's found in Rishus HaRabim, they're putting these two cases to be very similar. So if the barn is within the Tchum, so also the Rishus HaRabim is also in the Tchum, which means that if it's Rishus HaRabim, even in the Tchum, you have to return it. So the Gemara, Ikad Masala Seifa, the Simcoe and teacher of Yitzchak's Din, the Seifa, Rishus HaRabim Chayiv, if one finds it in Rishus HaRabim, he has to go and return it. That's only standing outside of the Tchum. But if it's within the Tchum, then even Rishus HaRabim, you wouldn't have to go ahead and to return it. Now, Michal de Berefes, Afilomedes Chutz L'Tchum Nami in Uchayba. That the implication of that would be that if it's outside of the Tchum, then if it's in a Refes, even outside of the Tchum, you do not have to go and return it. Says the next part of the Mishnah, the Beis Hakavaris Lo Yitami Lo Yidam Become Tami Tua Tana Rabbanan Minayin Shem Omer Lo Aviv He Tami. Where do you know that the father says to his son, "Go and become Tami if you're a Kohen"? No Shomer Al Tachzer. Or he says to a case where he's not in a place where he's not allowed to go, but he says to him, "Al Tachzer, do not return it." In other words, do not do the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. Shol Yisham Yishmalino Osnum Shenemar Ish Imo Vaviv Tiro Veshab Sosai Tishmaru Ani Hashem. The pasuk says, "A man, his mother and father, they shall fear, and Shabbos you shall guard. I am the Lord." Kulchem chayv mechvodi. All of you are chayv in my covet. Rashi says, "Ani Hashem af mishamarti l'cha yoreis avichav." Even though I said to fear your father, "Ani adul l'shnichem." I'm the master on both of you. V'im amar l'cha avicha avor al dvarei al dvarei l'cha l'shabbos al tishma l'ban. And your father tells you to go do something against my will, when he lets you go break Shabbos, you don't listen to him. Times because of Rachman and Shabbos like Tishmo. The reason that we say this is because it says guard my Shabbos. Halav achiyav amina tzayis alei. If not, I would have thought that you have to listen to the father. Famai, why is that true? Hi asay. The mitzvah to listen to a father is a mitzvah asay. Hi los asay vasay. But to go ahead, to return a lost object is a mitzvah asay and los asay. Rashi says avedas asay velos asay he. You shall return it, and you're not allowed to, you know, hide yourself from me. I'll turn a blind eye to it. I say
would not be docha both of these things,
and I say can be docha los asay, and I say can't be docha and I say and los asay comes together. So I don't need the words shabsosai tishmaru. So where it's chinuy to kasach et nechmin. I would have thought whole vokash kibar av ve'em lechvod shemakom. Since it's hokash, there's a hekish of kibarim to honoring Hashem. Rashi says begzir shava kabed esavicha ves es kabed es Hashem kabed esavicha and kabed es Hashem meronecha. Shenemar kan back in the Gemara kabed esavicha ves imecha v'nemar laholan kabed es Hashem meronecha hilka chutzayisle. And therefore we compare the two together. Hilka chutzayisle. One would go, would therefore listen to the father, even if he's asking him to go against Hashem, Kamash Malan, the Lolish Malay. Therefore, it comes to tell you, no, you don't listen to him in such a circumstance, because we have the words, Shabsai Tishmar. Next part of the Mishnah says, Mitzvah in the Torah, Lifrok of a Lolito, there's a Mitzvah in the Torah to go ahead and to unload the animal that's, you know, causing, you know, under its burden, but not to go ahead and to load up the animal. My avaloliton. What does it mean when it says there's not a mitzvah going to load it up? Ilema avaloliton klal. If you think it means it not at all, then my shna prika. Why would that be? What was any difference between that and prika? Tchsiv azov tazov yimo. It says you have to go. You have to surely help him. Teina nami haksiv hakim takim yimo. And it says by teina that hakim takim you shall raise it up with him. So why would you say that one of them has a pasuk unloading, and the other one you say is not considered daraisa?
Ella rather explains to the Gemara, mitzvah in the Torah lifrok b'chinam. It's a mitzvah in the Torah to take it off b'chinam for free. V'lo liton b'chinam. But when you're putting loading it up, you don't have to do it for free. Ella b'schar, you can ask for money to go ahead to help along with this thing. Rabbi Shimon Omer afliton b'chinam. He says even being torn and loading it up has to be done for free.
Says the Gemara Tanina law, the Tanna Rabbanu for Bryce, who supports this idea that we have a mitzvah. It's Tanina law, the Tanna Rabbanu for Bryce, prika b'chinam, teina b'schar. Rabbi Shimon Omer zubazu b'chinam. My time at the Rabbanu. What's the reason of the Rabbanu who say that you could do it for cash money? These are the Rabbi Shimon. If you want to say like Rabbi Shimon, they have to do everything for free. The licht of Rachmana teina, just speak of the idea of loading. V'lo buy the prika, you don't have to say prika. V'anamin al say umat teina the less but say by the chaim. When it comes to loading of the animal, right, we're loading the animal in a place where you're supposed to be doing it. There's no tzar balechaim over there, but like a chesun kisson, there's no loss of money by going and doing such a thing. Rashi says, im lo yiton, there's not going to be a loss to the owner if he doesn't do it. Chayev, you're still chayev to go and do it. Then prika, when it comes to prika, the ispat tzar balechaim, the chesun kiss, there is tzar balechaim, and chesun kiss. Rashi says, because behima will become weakened by the fact that all the stuff is still on it. Lo kol shken, of course you have to do it. What halacha did the Torah come right? This Lama Lacham come and tell you, prika b'chinam tina b'schar, that prika is done with for free, and tina b'schar, that's why I had to go and write it out. Rabbi Shimon, my time, what's the reason he says that both of them is done for free? Mishum delo misayme cry. Because it's unclear what the Pesukim are saying over here. Which one is which? Rashi says, L'mashmaos te'ina, hilkach iksiv chad havamina l'prikasa. All I know is that I would have thought, based off the Pesukim that we have, that azov ta'azov, you have to go, you have to help. And hakim takim, it's unclear like which one is talking about what. And if you just say one of them, I would think it only means taking it off because of tzar balechaim. Therefore, you have to write both of them. Rabbanon, amai lo masami kri. Why would you say that they're not clear? Hachiksiv rovitz tachas maso. It says over here the animal was crouching down under its load. Rashi says mashmas the tzar klifrok. You have to take things off. Hasam ksiv noflim bedarchan. Over there it says falling on the road. Pasuk says lo siras chamar achicha shor noflim bedarch v'salam tameim hakim takim mimo. Deramu inhu utunayu ba'orcha mashma, which is what the mashmos is, that both the animals and what they're carrying are lying there on the side.
which means that it has to be held to put back up. Rashi says, "Afa masa mutal al karkus." It's a chlitzen. You have to go and put it back up. So it's pretty clear. Rav Shimon noflim bederech. Rav Shimon says that noflim bederech falling means inhu to anayu ilavim asher. It means that the animal and are lying there with the thing they're carrying, but it is still on them, and therefore you don't know that it means that even that has to be lifted up. Amarava, Rava says, beep, turn the page. Lama base, lama base. Midirish name, from the words of both of them, both Rabbanon and Rabbi Shimon, Rashi's midika amri tarvaya prika adifa, nilmat sarba lechaim doraisa. It must be that sarba lechaim is doraisa. Both of them are saying that logically the chiyuv to help unload is more than putting it on. So therefore they would say that sarba lechaim must be doraisa. And even Rabbi Shimon said that that it has to be written out explicitly because of the fact that it's not clear which one is going for which. But if it would have been clear, if it was clear that it was speaking about loading up the animal, that Shin and Kavachomer would have learned the Kavachomer. Mishum Mai. What would have been? La mishum tzar balechayim darshinin. Wouldn't it be because of tzar balechayim? Rashi says, v'hochi yalif ma te'ina delecha tzar balechayim chayiv. Then prika de'ika tzar balechayim lo kol shekein. So both of them say that. Both of them say that it's daraisa. So it's going out of right. Dilma mishum de'ika chesem kiss. Maybe the reason that taking off is more of a reason to think you take it off because you're going to lose money if you don't help it out over there because the animal's going to get ruined. V'alchi kamar, and this really is what it's saying. Umat te'ina, in a case where you're loading up the animal, which is the time you're supposed to be doing it, the less b'chesser and kiss, which is not going to chesser and kiss. If you don't load it up, then chayev, you still find the person that goes chayev to go and help. Then prika, taking it off, the isba chesser and kiss there is. Lo koshkin, isn't it clear they have to go and help him? And therefore, we don't have a clear understanding of the Rabban and Rav Shimon about tzar bar lechaim being de'oraisa, but rather there's just be a discussion about chesser and kiss. Now says Gemara Teina Ein Bachesh and Kiss. Hold on a second, but loading up the animal, is that true? There's no Chesh and Kiss. Milo Eskin and Dahachi Vahachi Bata Meshuke. In the meantime, what happened? This guy is being bata from the shuk. Rashi says Vechi Ein Hamikra Midaber Af Balchus Schora Dahachi Bata Meshuke. He's losing out. Bata Meshuke. Says Gemara Inami. Another answer is Asu Ganvi. Maybe Ganav is going to come while it's staying over there, and all the stuff is sitting there. Veshakli Koma Deika Bade. He's going to come and just grab whatever's sitting with it. So the Chesron Kiss there as well, and therefore can't be the Kavachomer is going to be based off the fact of loss of money over here because it could be either way. So it's got to be because of the fact of Tzar Balechaim, in which case it must be that Tzar Balechaim is the Oraisa. Teda the Tzar Balechaim the Oraisa. You should know it's clear that it is the Ketani Sefer. It says in the Sefer, but you say Gluni Omer. If it's carrying more than it's able to carry, then in Zakuk law, you don't have to go and help to take it off. Now, Shenemer, because the pasuk says, Tachas Maso, under its burden that it's able to handle. Maso Sheochel Amadba. La Mechal is then implying the Tanakama, Sava Tanakama, meaning both Rabbanan and Rav Shimon, who are arguing him, that they say that even the owner, that even when the owner put too much on it, Zakuk law, you're still going to be chayef to help. You still have to help it. My timer, then, because the Mishnah is saying Rabbi Yosef Glili, just about him, it must be that the other ones are arguing him. And my timer, then what's their logic? Why do the Chachamim say that the person here has to go and help? It can't be, right, of just unloading it stam. Because the pasuk says maso, which means only can be carrying, so it's got to be that they're saying they have to help. Why? For a different reason, and that's because it's daraisa. Rashi says v'amai zakeklo imishom mitzvus asov tazov haksev maso haroi lo ela mishum tzar balechaim. Must be it's because tzar balechaim, and therefore we know that they're holding this daraisa. La mishum tzar balechaim daraisa is not so because they're saying because tzar balechaim is daraisa. Bam, there's going to be another riot. Dilma, maybe everyone's going to be masking that it's their button. And Bisachas Maso Pligi. And their machlokis is in reference to the words when it says under its burden. Rabbi Yossi Savar, the Shinan Tachas Maso, we darshan, that means Maso Yichel Amurbo, that something that it's able to handle. And therefore, someone's there. You don't have to help if there's too much there because it says only something it can handle. Rabban and Savar, the Shinan Tachas Maso, we don't darshan that. It's talking about something it can't handle. And therefore, you're going to be chayv to take it off, even if it's too much. And Nothing to do with the fact that Tzar B'Lechaim Daresh or not. The question is whether or not you go so far as to say the words Tachas Maso, right? It says that you have to go and you have to help. And the question is, do we darshan Tachas Maso? And they would say, no, they don't. And therefore, since you don't darshan that, then you're chayiv in the beginning of the pasuk saying you have to go and help it. Teida, says Gemara now, Teida Tzar B'Lechaim Lav Daresh. Now you should actually know that's really not Daresh. Rashi says, the Hachi Hu Kedidachina Lacha, the Tzar B'Lechaim Lav Daresh. We're going to show it clearly. The Katana Rashi goes looking at the Rashi. It says, Halach V'Yashav Lo. If the owner just went and sat down, Harmon, he says, we know Hova Lechla Mitzvah Lifrog, since the Mitzvah Ban Yum. To go unload it, pro, do good to yourself. Potter off the hook. Shenemer imo, get it with him. What does it matter if the guys help him or not? What do I care if he's with him or not with him? The bottom line at the end of the day is that this animal is suffering. The fact that you don't have to do it must be because it's not the raisa. It says, really, you could say Chaim is the raisa. And me suffered pater legamri. Did it mean that your pater means you're entirely exempt? Vidoma pater bechina bechayev b'schar. Maybe what it means is your pater to do it for free, but you're chayev. You'd actually chayev to be if he's going to pay you. V'achakam rechmanu is what the Torah is telling you. Ki selamari by David's over there. Then avad gabi bechinam, do it with him for free. Ki less lamari by David when he's not there. Then avad gabi b'schar. Then go and do it for him, but with money. Olam tzar b'lechayim d'oraisa. And really, tzar b'lechayim is the oraisa. Okay, so we're in a back and a forth over here, and then we got ourselves the next Gemara is Simon. Bahamas, oh, hips on it up, it's on. Lema Messiah, lay. Let's try to bring a rye over here. That we said that Tzar B'Lechaim is the Oraisa, says Rashi, Lerav Adamar Leel Tzar B'Lechaim, the rest, let's try to bring a rye for him. Behemoth, says the Braisa. Behemoth, Ovikachov Metapabat. You have to deal with the animal of a goy. Rashi says, Lifchuk Maso, to take off its burden. Ki Behemoth, is just like a Yiddish one. Then you have to go and deal with it just like you would a Jew's. If you want to say it's not the Raisa, then why should I have to deal with it just like I deal with the Jews? When the pasuk is talking about helping, it's talking about achicha, your brother. And we hear this is not your brother, so it must be that the only reason why you have to do it is because it's the raisa, and therefore it's Rabbi Chaim's the raisa. I don't care if it's told by a Jew or by a guy, you have to go have to deal with it. But if he says not, then not. So it must be it is the raisa. Says Gemara, no, not a raya. Hasam isham eva. We're saying the reason you have to go and do it is because of eva. You don't want to cause some hatred, and they're going to cause some pogroms and all that bad stuff. Okay, now it's being a raya. That actually not like that. The Hachanam is stab. It also makes sense to say that it's because of Eva to Katani, because we're not going to buy say Emma Yayin Usar. If the animal was filled with wine, and we're talking about here Yayin Nesech, so then it's going to be Usar to go ahead and I'm sorry, let's try that again. Emma Hoysa Tuna Yayin Usar, if it's loaded up with wine that's Usar, Ain Zaka Cloth, then you don't have to go ahead and you don't have to help it. You'll have to be unloading. If you say it's not the raisa, that's why you don't have to go and help it. If it says the raisa, am I in zakkalo? Why would you not be zakking? The one must be the raisa. Really, we can say Tzar B'Lechaim is the raisa. But this is what it means to say. Ula atina yayin usher, to load it up with wine that's usher. Ain zakakla. In such a case, you're not zakak. You're not chayev to go and do such a thing. But in order to take it off, that you'd have to do. But loading up, you don't. Tashima, let's try again. Behemoth of an animal of a guy who must sell you. So let's say the thing it's carrying belongs to a Jew. V'chadalta. Then we can understand the pasuk says you may hold back, meaning that you don't have to go and help it. If you are myself, if you say it's daraisa, am I v'chadalta? Why don't you do it? As of tazomi, boy, you should say that you have to go and help it. Must be it's not daraisa. Says Gemara, no. The Olam Tzar B'Lechaim D'Oraisa really is D'Oraisa. And Hasan Batina over there, he's not. When the Braisa says he doesn't have to go, the Jew doesn't have to go and help, is because it's talking about loading it, not unloading it. Says Gemara, Yachi, if that's really true, it's talking about loading. If the animal belonged to a Jew and the Masa, the burden was for Avikachavim, Azov Tazov, V'Batina, it says you have to go and help. V'Batina, if you see what it's talking about putting it on, Amai Ta'azov Tazov, why do you have to go and help it? What does that mean? What are you doing? There should be no chiyuv to go and help the guy putting it on. Says the Gemara, no, mishum tzar di Yisrael, because of the tzar of the yid over here, that he has to wait there while this animal is being loaded. Yachav, it's actually the true, feel the Risha Nami, that even in the Risha, in the first case, the Braisa, in which the animal belongs to a guy and the stuff belongs to a yid, the Braisa should have said that you have to go azov to azov. Why is it saying that you chadalta? The Reisha is talking about a donkey driver that was a guy. And the yid owned the stuff that was on it, but he wasn't there. And therefore, he's not going through that pain. Rashi says, "Vein balamasa sham v'al ovid kochavin." Literally, needs to go and load it up. Safe when it comes to the safer, it belongs to a yid. The animal belongs to a yid, and the stuff belongs to the guy. But Chamei Yisrael is talking about a Jewish wagon driver over there, the donkey driver, and therefore we say that Ami has to help. In the other case, he doesn't. My pasakt. So the Gemara says, "Okay, so what?" Oh, my pasakt. How did you decide that we're dealing over here with one case or the other? The animal is belonging to a guy and the donkey driver is... That the animal belongs to a guy and the donkey driver is a guy and the animal belongs to a yid. It's talking about a yid. Stama demil se'inish basa chamreyoza. The answer is because, generally speaking, a person follows his donkey. So he's with him. It belongs to him. Now, in order to make sure that we're talking about over here that it is the raisa, we said that the Bryce is talking about a case of where it's te'ina, not priko. You're loading it up and not unloading. In fact, the Gemara of Ahav Chadalta Vazov Tazov Bepriko Dechsivi. These psukim are written by taking off, not by loading up. So it must be that when it's taking these things, it's talking about unloading. Says the Gemara, Ella Ha Mani, who is our Bryce? Rabbi Yosef Glili, he Damar Tzar Bar Lechaim, Lav Doraisa. He says straight up that Tzar Bar Lechaim is not the Doraisa. Toshima, let's try again. Ohev Lifrok. Let's say your friend, you have your friend's animal there, and it has its, you know, it has its burden on it, and it needs to be unloaded. Visoni Liton, and you have your enemy over there, and it has to be loaded up. Mitzvah Visoni, it's a mitzvah to help your enemy. Kedei Lachov Fizitzo, to fight against your Yitzhara. You know, we don't want to have enemies over here and hate people. If everyone says Daraisa, then since unloading is more important than the other one to load, it must be that it's not Daraisa. So we could say that it is Daraisa. But even so, it's better to go ahead and to fight against Yitzhara. Toshima, let's try again. We're trying over here to prove that it is not the Raisa. Soni Sharmu, Soni Yisrael. The enemy that they said over here must be someone who is a Soni Yisrael. Rashi says, Soni Sharmu, Soni Dekra Koi, the Mishtai Beprika, Ki Tire Chamor, Sonecha Rav. It's when it says that you see your enemy there. Velo Soni Ovid Kochavim, not a guy. Iyamar Tzar Belechem Tarai Sivis is the Raisa. Mali Soni Yisrael, Mali Soni Ovid Kochavim. What does it make a difference? Must be that it's not either way. You should go take it off. Must be it's not the Raisa. Says Gar, me suffered a Sony de Kroika. You're saying it's a Sony of the Kra? A Sony de Masnisa. It's talking about the enemy of the Braisa that needs to be loaded. Therefore, there's no right over here. The Tzar Bar Lechaim is not the Oraisa. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.